From Collegeville to Dinkytown and the rest of the land of sky blue waters, we are Minnesota Score Radio, your maroon and gold ticket. Yes, indeed. Wally Langfellow, Eric Nelson, a studio audience on hand. Listen to the noise they're making. We are literally inside brand spanking new TCF Bank Stadium. We're getting a sneak peek. They allowed us to broadcast from here this week. And, Wally, I got to tell you, this thing's a gem.
Are we in Minnesota is the first question that comes to mind.
Doesn't feel like
it. No, it doesn't even feel like we're in the great state of Minnesota. This is it's an unbelievable facility. I mean, they have done a fantastic job in creating not only a great facility to play in and to watch, but you get the college atmosphere, the open end, the one end of the stadium, the Williams Arena, Mariucci Arena end of the stadium with the huge TCF Bank scoreboard and replay board out there. Good thing it's not hanging over the middle. We might have
a Dallas might take a shot at it.
Exactly. We might have Dallas type problems. But I mean, you know, what they have done is very, very impressive. And, you know, they did it on a relatively limited budget. They did it supposedly in the $250 million range, probably going to be upwards of that, closer to three by the time they're done. But you got to be impressed. And, you know, they've created a place for them to call home, and it's all theirs.
Yeah, I think that's the key. This program has been elevated overnight. Now, I don't know how they're going to do as far as wins and losses. It's still going to come down to how do you do down there on that bright emerald green field turf. But this program now is a player, and this is a selling point. It's a chip for Tim Brewster and his staff to try to get recruits to come to the Twin Cities and play football. I mean, you look at the video board off to our left in the open end of this venue. It's a horseshoe-shaped stadium. I think it's the second largest video board in college football. The locker room is like the biggest locker room in all of football. So they have a lot of bells and whistles. They've been able to maintain some of the tradition. They have a lot of photos inside, the concourse area of the old Memorial Stadium. They have, all the years when they won national titles, Big Ten championships. All the bowl games are listed on the upper facade. They really did this right. And I think what you said about doing it on, you know, within their budget, that's what's impressive to me. This feels like an NFL venue, and yet they spent roughly, I think, $300 to $350 million, which isn't that much for a stadium.
No, they have done, you know, what they said they were going to do. I know that they had that inter-squad scrimmage, what was it, last Saturday, and, to rave reviews from everybody, and rightly so. I mean, they have put together a facility that is going to help their product, because how can you, as a high school football player, walk into this and not be impressed? You know, I believe this is one of very, very few, if not the only, brand new college football facility in America in the last how many years?
Well, in the last 50 years, I think there have only been like three new ones. Louisville, I believe UConn opened one. And in the Big Ten, I think the newest one is Indiana. And they're like 45 years old.
Exactly. So,
and they're already renovating theirs, to give you an idea how old the one in Bloomington, Indiana is. And you know what? I'm extremely happy for the U of M, because for so many years, and this, Wally, you and I talked about it, I questioned the commitment to winning football games at this university. I didn't think it was there. To me, this is a major step forward that they really want to win. They really want to compete. Hey, it's still going to be tough. You still got Ohio State. You still got Michigan. You still got Penn State. Their stadiums are twice the size of this one. But this, I think, at least should get Minnesota potentially on a par with your Iowas, your Wisconsins, your Illinois. Again, they still got to go out and do it on the field.
No doubt.
But this is a huge recruiting chip.
You know, and as you said, you're going to have to win football games long term for this to be deemed a success. Although the building itself, that part isn't going to change. But in order to be considered a successful program, it takes more than a building. You're going to have to win some football games, because you look around, and you said it. They list the bowl games they were in, and, you know, not real impressive. Insight Bowl, last year's Insight Bowl is kind of a disaster, if you remember correctly.
Both of them have been.
Yes, both Insight Bowls were
the first one cost Glenn Mason his job.
Yeah, and this last one wasn't much better. You know, six national championships, but none since when's the last national? 1960 is the last national championship. You know, the last Big Ten championship, 1967, and I believe that was a share of the Big Ten title in 67. You know, you have to go back a long ways to understand any success for this program. And, you know, now they have an opportunity to start kind of fresh. I mean, I think that that's the big thing. You know, when they moved into the Dome, originally the thought was, you know what, we're going to be able to recruit kids from the South because it's indoor. They don't have to worry about the cold weather. You know, that was all well and good, and it played for a little while. But, you know, in the end, it wasn't on campus. It lost that campus feel playing in the Metrodome. You know, Metrodome's, it's not a college football facility, and you're not on campus. This, students are going to be walking here. You know, this is, there's no walking to the Metrodome. I suppose there is, but, you know, not like this is going to be. You know, you get up out of your dorm room and you walk over to the football game on Saturday.
Yeah, you and I parked in Dinkytown for this broadcast, and we walked over, and it was about a 15-minute walk, and it was comfortable. Of course, the weather was good, but it's certainly a walkable facility if you're a student at the U of M. And, you know, let's paint the picture a bit. It's a double-deck structure, horseshoe-shaped. The gigantic video board would be at the west end. If you look out into the open area, you see the barn, Tubby's house, Williams Arena. You see Mariucci Arena, Don Lucia's house. And then you look way off in the distance, kind of to the west and the south, and there's the glistening Minneapolis skyline in all its splendor. And for the first time, Wally, in basically almost three decades, I can sit at a football game in the state of Minnesota and see clouds and see the blue sky.
Yeah.
And just see the world around me. And I think that's always been my gripe about the Metrodome, is that it shuts out the world. And I think we have a pretty good world here in the Twin Cities to expose not only the people in the venue to, but maybe those watching on television. I mean, when they show overhead shots of this, or the, you know, the skyline not too far away, if you're a young recruit sitting out there in, you know, Dallas or L.A. or St. Cloud, you're going to say, wow, they got this stadium and they're not too far away from the big city.
Yeah, no doubt. I was at, trying to remember if it was, I don't think it was the very last game. It was one of the final games at Memorial Stadium. They were playing Wisconsin that day. And it was cold. I mean, I'm not going to kid you. It was November of 1981. It was cold out. But I can tell you this. There was, you know what, there just wasn't, you could say what you want about, and a lot of people have waxed poetically about Memorial Stadium. And you know what, it was fine for its day, maybe back in the 20s and 30s after it was originally built. But it was not a comfortable place to watch a football game. You know, the weather is going to be the weather. You can't change that part, but there was nothing comfortable about that. I just remember not only freezing watching the football game, but, you know, you're watching a team that's not very good. You're freezing. The facility isn't great. It was the old brick building, if you remember. I don't know. It just did not have a great feel to it. And I walked out of there thinking, boy, I cannot wait until next year when we're sitting inside that Metrodome.
Well, I think you hit on a good point. You know, when I went to college up here, I went to a year's worth of games at Memorial Stadium. And I remember the same thing you said, that it didn't overwhelm me. I know they had tradition there. And I know for a lot of people, tremendous memories. And I'm not trying to take those away. But it was not a state-of-the-art venue. It was very old. And something needed to be done. Now, as you said, they went inside early on. That looked like maybe the right decision, especially when Lou Holtz got here, because Lou Holtz had this place, you know, jumping. He had the Metrodome was full. People thought they were going to win the Big Ten. Well, that didn't quite pan out, and they lost all that game day vibe that you really try to get on Saturdays across America, you know, in college football. But to me, this is the first truly state-of-the-art football stadium that's ever been built in the state of Minnesota.
No doubt.
Even the Metrodome. Yeah, it was new in 82, but it got old pretty quick. It's outdated. It was built on the cheap. The concourses are very narrow. I mean, I've been on country roads that are wider than the concourses in the Metrodome. So this one is the way it should be, and I hope when fans come in here, I don't think you're going to hear a negative word, much like the X in St. Paul with hockey. I think you're going to hear a lot of rave reviews, and I think people, when they see this, are going to understand why the Vikings also want a new stadium, that this is just the way it is in big-time sports now. And congratulations to Joel Maturi and everybody here at the U of M for getting this done. It took a vision. And I'm going to also congratulate Glenn Mason, because I remember many times that he said, we need an on-campus facility.
Yep.
This is what you need here to win big. And, you know, I thought Glenn did a pretty good job in his time at Minnesota. He hit a plateau, no question. But I want to congratulate anybody who had the vision to get this ball rolling, because this vision now is reality. And on September 12th, there's going to be 50,000 fans in this facility where we are now. I mean, literally, it's you, me, Tony, and Peyton. We're the only ones here, and there's a baton twirler down at the 50-yard line practicing.
You're right. And
how did we get in?
I don't know.
Who let us in?
And why?
We don't have any juice.
Oh, dear. Well, I can tell you this. If there's anybody listening that was thinking about maybe coming down to a football game and this changes their minds, then we've paid our freight, because I'm telling you, this is an unbelievable facility that we are inside right now. Oh, there are some. Now they've let some other stragglers in, and they're playing a little touch football.
I like
down
it.
There.
I like. We might have to go down and join them. And you know, some other things that we can point out: big Block M Gopher logo at midfield, a couple of Big Ten Conference logos at the 25-yard line on each side of the field. Then across from us, I guess it would be the northern side of the stadium, maroon seats, both levels from goal line to goal line. And then in big yellow lettering in the upper deck, it's Minnesota, lower bowl, the Block M. I mean, that really looks sweet.
Yeah, it really does. And you had mentioned the seating. Now, what is it? About 50,000?
50,000.
Roughly 50,000?
A little bit over.
So how is Ziggy going to want to handle this when he when he pines for his new stadium and he's going to have a place to play for a couple of years?
I think this will help Ziggy, first of all. I think people are going to come in here and realize we've been in the dark ages for a long time with that dome. But from what I've been told, in the upper levels, it is ready for expansion basically at the push of a button. In other words, if the Gophers think they can start to sell 70,000 seats, they can add that many seats. Or if the Vikings were to come here and play for a couple years. I think realistically this is where the Vikings are going to be for a couple of years when we finally, hopefully, solve their stadium fiasco.
Well, I still want the Vikings in Brooklyn Center on top of Brookdale. I know you think that they should be in Brooklyn Park, or maybe they should
look,
be.
I just want them somewhere.
I know.
In the state of Minnesota.
You know, obviously the most likely scenario is on top of the facility that they currently play in a redone dome. But I still think that you're right, that they're going to end up here at TCF Bank Stadium for a couple of years, and then they'll probably return back to the site of the Metrodome for a newly revised and revamped and recovered dome facility. But I tell you, you're right. I think people walk in here and they'll realize that the Vikings should be outside someplace as well.
And I know you think I'm over the top with all my stadium rhetoric.
Well, you are.
But I will say this, or I will ask you this question.
Okay.
Have you ever heard anybody leave the XL Energy Center and say, wow, I regretted that experience, I didn't like it? Even watching the neutral zone trap, people enjoy themselves in St. Paul. I think part of sports nowadays, more than ever, it's entertainment. And yeah, you want your team to win. You want to have an entertaining game, maybe it's 30-29 or whatever. But part of it, too, is your situation that surrounds you, the ambiance, the buzz. You and I have done some prep bowl stuff together. Might this be a future prep bowl venue?
Oh, I think there's no question that they're going to have to move at least some of the high school football playoffs and or tournament here. I mean, you know, right now they're playing quarterfinal games over at that horrific, no offense, but that horrific Griffin Stadium over there, you know, behind St.
Former home of the Minnesota Thunder.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
No, I got
mean,
you.
It,
I got
well,
you.
What's horrific about it is it's just an old facility. It's horrible for the media. I mean, we're just sitting on top of each other in there. What a great place this would be to play high school football playoff games.
Well,
if you're going to be playing outside anyway, play them here. Matter of fact, I think you're right. I think that they should move Prep Bowl here. What the heck? Play out? Who cares if it's cold?
This is Minnesota. We deal with the weather.
Exactly.
I don't get this being afraid of the weather. People ice fish in this state. People go out on lakes when it's 40 degrees for the fishing opener. I mean, people jog in the cold. We can watch football in the cold. We're big boys and girls up here.
Let's get it here.
Welcome to the new millennium, U of M. Congrats. And we got more coming up from the bank, including Eric Decker. You're on Minnesota Score Radio. You're a maroon and gold ticket.
Oh, you're maroon and gold ticket. All right. Back in a few.